Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Taiwan, large gathering in Taipei commemorates April 25, 1999 event. Audience worldwide experience Shenyun's ethereal quality during Easter. Australia, Falun Gong practitioners participate in Melbourne Easter Parade. Ottawa, films on China's organ crimes screened by Canadian MPs and Bioethics Society. Chinese police launch knocking on doors campaign to harass Falun Gong practitioners. And Falun Gong banners and posters bring the truth to public places in China. Now for the stories.
Taiwan. Large gathering in Taipei commemorates April 25, 1999 event. The year 1999 is of particular significance for Falun Dafa practitioners, as this was the year that the Chinese Communist Party started persecuting the practice. Around 10,000 practitioners had peacefully appealed to the Chinese government on April 25, 1999, and 3 months later, the campaign of human rights abuses officially began. Over 1,000 Falun Dafa practitioners gathered at City Hall Square in Taipei on April 16, 2017, to commemorate the events of April 25, 1999, and raise awareness of the subsequent 18 years of persecution in China. A press conference was held along with a large group exercise demonstration. Chang Qinhua, president of the Taiwan Falun Dafa Association, said, "The appeal in 1999 was viewed as the largest and most peaceful gathering in recent Chinese history." She said this is because Falun Dafa practitioners follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. They are doing so to become better people. Chang said that there were very few practitioners in Taiwan in 1999. However, after reading media reports about the persecution starting in mainland China, many people were curious to find out more and later became Falun Dafa practitioners. "The persecution in China highlights the brutality of the Chinese Communist Party," explained Chang. Jiang Zemin, then Chinese leader, started the suppression with brutality and hate propaganda. As a result, tens of millions of practitioners were negatively affected and subjected to arrests, detention, torture, brainwashing, forced labor, and imprisonment. The worst crime is organ harvesting from living Falun Dafa practitioners. Many passers-by, including Chinese tourists, said that they were happy to see the activities. Ms. Zhu, who works in a nearby law firm, was one of the attendees. She said, "I remember reading a report at the time saying practitioners were peaceful throughout the appeal and did not leave a single piece of paper or trash behind. I was thinking, how could this be possible? So I wanted to know more about it." It turned out that she found more than she expected. With late-stage uterine cancer, she could not do much due to her illness. But after the 9-day lecture, sessions, and exercises, her health miraculously recovered. "My heart was filled with joy," she said.
Audiences worldwide experience Shenyun's ethereal quality during Easter. In mid-April, during the season of Easter celebration, the New York-based Shenyun Performing Arts continued its world tour in Spain, Australia, Argentina, and the United States, spanning 4 continents. Carlos Duarte, the president of the National Council of Culture and the Arts in Spain, said, "It's an exhibition of great interpretive quality. It is fascinating. The choreographic work, the subtlety, the beauty, the delicacy with which they construct images that are really moving." Jenny Back, the principal of Royal Academy of Dance in Australia, said, "Flawless. It's quite a phenomenal performance. Some of the dancing and the way they move is of ethereal quality. But as a whole, it's almost supernatural to watch what they're doing. You feel their energy, you feel inspired, and it's uplifting. The whole thing is very, very touching. And spiritually, there's magic to what they're doing and they're performing and what they're portraying. You can see the messages that are coming through the movement," Ms. Back added. "Touching. It went straight to my heart," said actress and yoga instructor Anna De Dios. "The perfection of the dancers, the training, and the dedication they have is very, very appreciated," Ms. Dios said. We have to reach that point of benevolence with compassion toward others, the absolute divinity that is also what you can see from the dancers, from the entire ensemble, and also in the music, and it is transmitted to the public, she shared. Shenyun will continue its world tour with April performances in Paris, France, Perth, Australia, McAllen, Texas, and Long Beach, California.
Australia. Falun Gong practitioners participate in Melbourne Easter Parade. Falun Gong practitioners in Melbourne, Australia, participated in the annual Bendigo Gala Parade on April 16, 2017. The parade was part of the four-day-long 140th Bendigo Easter Festival, which attracted a large number of tourists from around Australia and the world. More than 100 groups participated in the gala parade. The Falun Gong procession with close to 100 practitioners was very well received by the parade spectators. Practitioners brought the message of Falun Dafa and traditional Chinese culture with the Tianguo marching band, a Falun Gong exercise demonstration, a colorful fan dance, dazzling imperial court fashion, and joyful waist drum playing. Mr. Syed Wakil, an information technology expert from Melbourne, watched the parade with his family. He was very excited to see Falun Gong and said that it was very special. He said, "Their costumes and performance are beautiful. The marching band is great. My whole family enjoyed their music, every piece of music they played." He planned to find out more about Falun Dafa on the internet. Upon hearing about the persecution in China, Mr. Wakil said that Falun Dafa benefits humanity and should certainly be supported. Ms. O'Connell, a retired teacher from Bendigo, has watched the parade for the past 50 years. She thought this year's parade stood out. She said, "The Falun Gong procession is beautiful. I like the different dances. The music is very unique." Ms. O'Connell said she feels that meditation plays a positive role in society. Ms. Julianne Morris, an elementary school teacher, had been watching the parade for the past 44 years. She, too, very much enjoyed the Falun Gong group this year. She thought the performance of the Tianguo marching band was superb and moving. Ms. Morris was saddened to hear that Falun Gong is persecuted in China and believes that most Australians would like to help stop it. Ms. Sophia Roma, a Falun Gong practitioner from Greece, was one of the fan dancers. She said with a big smile, "Different ethnic groups brought the best of their culture to the Easter parade today. Falun Dafa has brought the beauty of traditional Chinese culture and all factors that uplift one's spirit. People won't be fooled by the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda when they see Falun Dafa practitioners. The Communist Party can't make Dafa practitioners give up because it's a cultivation group guided by truthfulness, compassion, forbearance."
Ottawa. Films on China's organ crimes screened by Canadian MPs and Bioethics Society. Two films were recently screened in Ottawa, a drama and a documentary, on the issue of state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China, and were sponsored by Canadian Parliament members and the Canadian Bioethics Society. The Bleeding Edge is based on true stories and stars Anastasia Lin, Miss World Canada, who tells the story of a jailed and tortured Falun Gong practitioner who faces the risk of becoming a victim of forced organ harvesting. The award-winning documentary, Human Harvest, China's Illegal Organ Trade, assembles a considerable amount of evidence on the Chinese Communist Party's killing of Falun Gong practitioners for their organs. Human Harvest was screened at the University of Ottawa on April 6, 2017, as part of National Health Ethics Week, coordinated by the Canadian Bioethics Society, and was screened later at Parliament Hill on April 11th. Mr. David Kilgore, who is a former MP, cabinet minister, lawyer, and prosecutor, is featured in the film along with his co-authors of the update report, Winnipeg-based international human rights lawyer David Mattis, and American investigative journalist Ethan Gutman. Mr. Kilgore said after the screening, "As we saw in the film, prisoners of conscience, often convicted of nothing, are the primary source of pillaged organs. They include Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Christians, but are overwhelmingly Falun Gong practitioners, long dehumanized in party state media across China. A panel discussion, which was held after the screening at the University of Ottawa, included the leading actress in The Bleeding Edge, Miss World Canada Anastasia Lin. Ms. Lin said at the panel that she had interviewed a few victims of the persecution. The character that Ms. Lin plays in the movie experiences a series of tortures in prison. Lin said she needed to know the real feelings of the victims for playing those parts. Among the interviewees were two sisters who were sentenced to 13 years of imprisonment for their belief in Falun Gong. Lin said she had never seen people who had such powerful minds like these sisters. The tortures didn't make them give up their belief. Lin believes that it was truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the teaching of Falun Gong, that gave them the power to overcome the fear of death and the ability to show kindness to others in the face of persecution. Lin said the government can torture them, arrest them, ban their speeches, and burn their books, but the government cannot take away people's soul and spirit or their hope.
Chinese police launch knocking on doors campaign to harass Falun Gong practitioners. Police in many regions of China recently went to the homes of Falun Gong practitioners in advance of the Chinese Communist Party's 19th National Congress in October 2017. Officers said they were carrying out a knocking on doors directive. Various ranks of officers questioned practitioners about whether they still practice Falun Gong. Many also inquired about their occupations and other aspects of their lives. Some said that they did not have bad intentions and just needed to obtain some information to report to their supervisors. In some areas, police tried to get practitioners to sign a guarantee statement promising to no longer practice, not participate in activities related to Falun Gong, nor appeal to higher courts. Others checked for computers or printers in the home and whether practitioners were using the internet. Some confiscated Falun Gong books. Officers often had a list of practitioners who were known to them before the Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999, as well as practitioners who have participated in filing criminal complaints against former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin, who directed the persecution. Around 100 practitioners in Fushun District, Liaoning Province, have been harassed since late March. Local police and community personnel went to practitioners' home or called them by phone, stating that they were acting on their supervisor's orders to investigate. Some officers took pictures or videos of practitioners, confiscated their Falun Gong books and written materials, and checked whether they were using the internet. Police officers in Guanshan Town, Shanxi Province, questioned practitioners about whom they had recently contacted and whether they still practice Falun Gong. They tried to get practitioners to sign a document denouncing Falun Gong, but were not successful. Some practitioners in Henan, Jiangsu, Jiangxi, and Ningxia were threatened during attempts to get them to sign letters stating that they would give up practicing Falun Gong.
Falun Gong banners and posters bring the truth to public places in China. Mainstream media tells a very limited story in China. Because of the 18-year information blockade concerning Falun Gong, it is very difficult to find avenues to report the facts about this peaceful spiritual practice and to expose the ongoing brutal persecution. In order to counter the negative government propaganda and persecution cover-up, Falun Gong practitioners in China often find creative measures to reach out to their fellow countrymen, among them hanging up informational banners and posters in public places. These banners and posters also deliver the most updated information about the worldwide peaceful resistance of Falun Gong, including the thousands of lawsuits against former communist head Jiang Zemin for his role in the persecution. The banners also expose the international campaign against the state-sanctioned organ harvesting of prisoners of conscience in China, and the wave of withdrawals worldwide from the Communist Party and its affiliates. Banners and posters were recently seen in Tianjin and Beijing, as well as cities in Liaoning, Shandong, Hebei, Hubei, Henan, Hunan, and Sichuan provinces. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.